Well, good morning. Thank you for joining with us for another morning devotional from Bally Baptist Church. I trust you're well and you've slept well, and thank you for tuning in. It's hard to believe, but we have now arrived at the month of July, and this is Saturday the 4th of July, and in normal days, our holiday Bible club in Bally Baptist would be starting on Monday morning, and the buildings around the church would have been buzzing in preparation for the children, 200 plus, arriving for registration on Monday morning. Sadly, that is not happening. But I can announce a very exciting news that we will be having a virtual holiday Bible club, which will run from the 3rd to the 7th of August, God willing. So we will be bringing the Holiday Bible Club to your home, to your children, and you can stay at home and enjoy the excitement of Mystery Island and searching for a very special treasure. That's for next month. This morning our devotional comes from 1 John. Chapter 1. I quoted this verse last Sunday in my message, and it has stuck with me. 1 John is an interesting epistle. It has three contrasts woven through the epistle. You have light versus darkness. You have love versus hatred. And you have truth versus error. And so you have those themes running through the epistle of 1 John. And I suppose the overarching title of 1 John would be tests of a true Christian life. And being able to test whether you really belong to Christ or not. Let me read those verses to you. 1 John chapter 1, and we're reading verse 8 and 9. And you'll remember it from last Sunday, no doubt. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Familiar words, I know. I'm not a golfer, and so I admire those who are able to put a little ball and hit it and just get it near the hole, maybe get a hole in one. I admire people who can do that. I can't. But I once listened to a golfer talking, and he said, if I could just get rid of all my bad shots, I would be a good golfer. And I said to him, if we could all get rid of all our bad shots, we'd all be good golfers. But you often hear that kind of logic. If I didn't keep burning stuff, I would be a good chef. If all the flowers that I plant lived and didn't die on me, I'd be a good gardener. And there's that kind of logic. If somehow we could only eliminate the bad things, then we would be good. The big question, I suppose, is this. Am I a bad golfer because I play too many bad shots? Or do I play so many bad shots because I'm a bad golfer? I wonder which way it is. I know that's a very philosophical question for a Saturday morning. But suppose whenever we come to things spiritually, we can also apply that kind of logic. Do we sin because we are sinful, or are we sinful because we do sins? The Bible makes it very clear that we are sinners by nature. We are sinners because it's part of our DNA. It's built into our personality. It has been part of the human race since the fall of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. It is automatic. And the sins that we commit are the symptoms, the byproduct of our sinful nature. That is why no matter how good we try to be, we keep falling and failing spiritually. In our text this morning in 1 John 1, you'll discover three amazing truths for us to ponder today. First of all, there's this central truth. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. There is no argument. There is no debate. The jury needs to pass no ruling. It is clear and obvious both to us and to God. That's the central truth. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. It should be obvious. And then there is the confessional truth. If we confess our sins, God wants us not to cover our sins or hide our sins or even disguise our sins so that it looks less repulsive. No, God requires that we confess our sin. Tell him all the details, all the mistakes, all the background, to come clean before God. So there's the central truth for sinners. There's the confessional truth. We have to confess our sin. And then there's the conversional truth. He is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Confession is not easy. But when we do, when we come clean before God, it releases the power of God to forgive us and remove not only the sin, but its stain. This is conversion from sin to God. More, God then provides his Holy Spirit to take up residence in our hearts and lives so that the power and the dominion of sin is broken and our proneness to sin is corrected. As you join us this morning for this devotional, maybe you're not a Christian. And you've never repented of your sin and put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ who died for us at the cross of Calvary. And you know that no matter how hard you try, you keep failing and stumbling to try and live a better life. Then this devotional is for you. There's the central truth. Admit that you're a sinner deserving of God's judgment. The confessional truth, confess your sins to God, speak to him, tell him all about it, how guilty you feel, how dirty it makes you feel inside, and how unworthy of his love you are. And then there's the conversional truth. He is faithful and just to forgive you your sin and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. That's what he has promised. Of course, more likely, as you tune in this morning, you're a Christian and you have put your trust in the Savior, but the enemy has had you in his target. He has hit you with his arrows this week of temptation and failure, maybe despair. Sin in a Christian breaks the fellowship that we have with our Heavenly Father. It doesn't break the sonship, praise God it doesn't. But it can and does break the fellowship that we have with our Father. And maybe this morning you're discouraged, you're struggling, and maybe you feel like giving up in your faith. Well then, this devotional is also for you. There's the central truth. God is not surprised when we fail. He knows we will make mistakes. He sees it all the time. Every Christian that has ever lived, apart from Jesus Christ himself, but every Christian who's ever lived has failed and fallen. It's a daily experience. So there's the central truth that God is not surprised when we sin. And then there's the confessional truth. Be honest with him. Confess it to him. Tell him all about it. Tell him all that went wrong. All the difficulties that have come your way. And why you're struggling today. And then there's the conversational truth. He is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He will cleanse. He will restore. He will renew. He will give us that close relationship again. I know I'll never be a good golfer. I could never get rid of all the bad shots that I play. But praise God, I can be a good Christian. Not in my own strength, but because of 1 John 1:8 and 9, that awareness of sin, that central truth, that confession of sin, that confessional truth, and that restoration from sin, that conversional truth. I trust that these three truths will fill your mind and heart today. Central, confessional, conversional. God willing, we will be live streaming services again tomorrow from Bally Baptist Church, 11:30 in the morning, 6:30 in the evening. And as a special treat this week, you're having Nigel Kissack, who's been doing a great job with us in the fellowship and visiting, and he's going to be speaking morning and evening tomorrow from our fellowship. Please remember that we're only a phone call away, and if we're needed, please just give us a wee ring. Please stay safe, and please care for those who are vulnerable around you. Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we do thank you that at the start of another day, we can meditate on the things of God. Father, we know how easy it is to feel and make mistakes. We know how easy it is to sin. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love, said the hymn writer. And Father, we thank you that this truth of 1 John 1 comes ringing to our heart and mind. Father, we thank you that we know what it is to sin. We know what it is we trust to confess our sin, and to know that fresh cleansing, and to know that nearness once more. Father, we pray for those who are not believers, who are not Christians, who are tuning in. We pray that you will speak to them, because it is the most vital thing in life, and the only thing that really matters for eternity. But Father, for your people, help us never to settle for that far away, distant place with thee, but rather to know that closeness when we confess our sin and know that fresh cleansing that comes from thee. Father, we pray you'll bless our brother Nigel Kissack tomorrow as he preaches from the fellowship, and we benefit from your word through your servant. Father, we pray you'll bless and watch over our health service. We keep praying for our doctors and nurses and carers and all those in the front line of this coronavirus. And Father, we pray for our elderly and those that are vulnerable, and we pray for them, and we pray that you will meet their need. So our Father, bless this day. Undertake for us, we pray. And Father, we thank you for Calvary and for all that that means to us. We thank you in the Saviour's name. Amen. Thanks for tuning in. God bless you today.